Always relevant. 5AA. Always Adelaide.
The 5AA Player app lets you listen to all your favourite 5AA shows wherever you go.
5AA Mornings with Matthew Pantelis.
23 to 12 on 5AA. Our State is a segment on a Monday morning around this time. Today from the Sports Institute, the SA Sports Institute. Welcome back, Simon Kane. You've been in before, Simon. How
thanks,
are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Matthew. How are you?
Yeah, really good. You've brought in a cycling athlete, Max Lieberknecht. Max, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Thank you for coming in. Simon, let's start with you. 15 years experience managing high performance elite teams and athletes programs as well, part of SASE for the last 8 years. And you're essentially the recruiter, aren't you? You're looking for potential sports stars.
Yeah, absolutely, Matthew. Yeah, it's a really exciting time. We've got obviously the Brisbane 2032 Olympic Games. So we've got a lot of hard work to do right now. We know it takes a while for talent to emerge from that development level to the highest level. So yeah, we're really trying to get out there and promote, the South Australian Sports Institute talent search program and get lots of athletes, lots of South Australian athletes on that Olympic team.
Okay. How do you identify them? What's the aim of it? Just to get them into the Olympic Games ultimately? Is that the goal?
Yeah, ultimately it is. Yeah, we take a lot of pride in having, you know, at least 10% of the national team from South Australia on any Olympic team. So, the typical Olympic team is about 400 to 450. So we want, you know, 40 plus athletes from South Australia on that team. And even with a home Olympics, though, the numbers go up. You tend to get over 600 on a home Olympics team. So we need to find another 15 or 20 athletes and that work starts right now.
Okay. Tell us, Max, about your background here. How did Simon find you? How did you get involved in all of this, the talent search?
So I went to Henley High School and I was in one of the sports programs for running. And every year we'd do fitness testing and I guess they sent that off to SASE.
Okay.
And SASE basically told me that I was a pretty good cyclist, or I'd make a pretty good cyclist and a pretty good kayaker. Yeah. So I went and did the testing with Brett Aitken, and I put down the best power numbers that they've seen throughout all of the TID.
Right? What's TID? Training?
The talent identification.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So I put down the best power that they'd seen there and then got me on a bike and I kind of really enjoyed it and it spiraled from there.
Has kayaking or cycling ever been like, I must do this one day? Was that ever a thought?
No, I'd never even thought of cycling. If it wasn't for the talent program, I probably wouldn't be riding a bike right now.
Well, you've done some amazing things. You're a sprint cyclist, obviously, and sprint, not the endurance stuff. Never going to be in a Tour Down Under, presumably, or a Tour de France. You have achieved a new national junior record. You won SASE Junior Male Athlete of the Year. That's impressive. You've picked up some medals, a gold medal, in fact, and champion record time alongside teammates in the team sprint. I mean, that's pretty good going.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that. I've done pretty well for myself in the team sprint out of the gate, and nearly I've ridden all positions as a junior and as an elite now, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. So you were identified as a cycling, you tried out, recorded the best times. What happened from there?
So we had testing on the track. I came out to there and I just loved it. And I did a bit of racing, got involved with the sport. We had a few old SASE scholars, people that have come through the program helping out with that. So Jared Drisners, Braden O'Shea helped out a bit. And from there, I went to state titles and I just qualified for the under 17 nationals. And then I got absolutely slaughtered, came last in nearly every event. And that kind of ignited the spark and I wanted to do better. And I trained for the next junior nationals as an under 17, which then got cancelled due to COVID. Continued training, got a SASE scholarship, and then started doing really well in the under 19 ranks.
Okay. And what's on the horizon then? The Olympics, wherever, the Paris Olympics, you going to that?
No, not at the moment. Our team, to break into the squad, we've got world champs, the best team in the world. So at the moment, we're looking really good for a gold medal. Hopefully we've got the fastest starter in the world from SA. We've got Matthew Glatzer, one of the fastest kilo riders in the world from SA as well, SASE athlete. So we've got one of the best teams So trying to break into that squad is pretty hard to do.
So the future, though, like, is going to look good, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope so.
Because you'd only be about 20 now, is that
I'm
right?
I'm only 19.
19, there you go. Yeah. So you got some years of riding ahead of you.
Got a bit of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck in that. We'll come back. Simon, tell me about the talent search testing sessions. So what's involved in that?
Yeah, so what we do is we run a battery of tests, which are non-sport specific. So we do your vertical jump, a 20-meter sprint. We do the old beep test, which I'm sure a lot of the students out there on school holidays will be listening to at the moment. And then we also combine that with some sport-specific testing. So the kids get to jump on the Watt bike, on a rowing ergo, and we've actually added some new sports in the program. We've added archery, so that's really fun. It's the guys and girls get to shoot at a moving target there, a suspended air ball. We also have target rifle shooting, so that you can use a laser rifle to shoot at a target there. And today and next week, we've started off with diving. So we've got our diving coach is out there getting the kids moving, doing somersaults and flips and all those sort of things. So, it's a combination of those non-sport specific and those sport specific tests.
How do you find kids with the skills necessary? I mean, how do you find an archer, for goodness sake, or even a diver if they're not into diving? They've never thought of leaping into a pool before, apart from just doing the running jump as we all did as kids.
Yeah, look, it varies from sport to sport. I guess the sports like cycling and rowing, where it's about the, you know, the physical characteristics that you've got and the testing numbers and the power you can produce, is relatively straightforward to predict that talent. But I guess with the other sports like your archeries and your diving, we're really relying on coaches' eyes. So we get our coaches out there, our SASSI coaches are hands-on, actively involved in these sessions. And as Max said before, someone like Brett Aitken, who's a Olympic gold medalist, a legend of the sport in this state, he's out there working with kids trying the sport for the first time, which is really exciting. I'm an old coach myself, and coach's eye is everything to me. So, to have our coaches are hands-on. We probably have two or three coaches per sport there, so we don't miss anyone. So that's what we do.
Wow. So the eye then needs to be pretty specific, doesn't it? So you'd be looking at what? The way they could potentially pull a bow, or what's the story? What happens?
Talking to the coaches is really about coachability. So if they ask them to adapt something, you know, even in that initial session, and they're able to adjust really quickly and understand what they're doing, it's often a really good predictor for how, you know, talented they could be down the track. It's all that coachability.
All right. Max, let's come back to you. I've listed a few of your successes. What have you done on the bike recently?
So I was over in New Zealand just recently for the Oceanic titles, and I broke the sub-10 barrier, which is a pretty big thing to do as a sprinter. And a few years ago, we're at the 2012 Olympics, you'd be up on the podium.
Really? So what's the sub-10 barrier? Explain that.
So for the flying 200 meter, we have three laps to build, and that seeds us for the rest of the event.
Right.
So the fastest qualifier then goes up against the slowest qualifier, pretty much.
Yeah.
So the faster you qualify, the easier rounds you get as it goes into the
until
finals.
Until it narrows out,
So to go sub-10 has been a big gap for many people.
Yeah.
And it's starting to become, a lot of people are doing it. So our nationals, we've probably got one of the fastest nations in the world with so many people. Nearly the top 10, 11 are all under that sub-10 barrier.
Wow, that's amazing. So, all right, that's a good thing. Even going to New Zealand, I mean, you wouldn't have thought that a couple of years back, would you?
No, I've been to a few places I probably wouldn't normally go. I went to Israel for my junior world championships, which probably never think about going.
Yeah.
Even New Zealand, unless you're given the opportunity to race over there, I probably wouldn't go over there. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool indeed. Simon, experience for testing. Does somebody have to come from a field particularly? What experience does a kid need?
Yeah, not really. No, you can, and it's actually an advantage if you've participated in multiple sports, because we know and the data tells us that those who make it at the highest level have often played multiple sports for long periods of time. So, we tend to work in that talent transfer space at times where, you know, Max mentioned before, we did athletics, so you can transfer over to cycling. We've had a number of those athletes, rowing and cyclists, who've swapped as well, from time to time. So, yeah, no experience whatsoever. And I guess, you know, we've got the power sports in there, but we've also got the niche sports now in archery and shooting. So we're casting the net wide, and so we're trying to send the message out there that if you've got a real interest, we can probably unearth some talent if you're willing to come and have a go.
And you go into schools themselves, don't you, and have a look, essentially?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we'd like to go into as many schools as possible, but yeah, we try to get to up to about 20 schools in a year. But then during the school holidays, for those students who are at schools that we can't get to, they can self-register, jump online and register for a talent search session. We're running some out at Mile End as we speak, and we've got some more happening next Monday, so we'd love to see as many kids out there as possible.
Is it limited to just anyone being at school? Do you have an age limit to that?
Yeah, pretty much anyone going to high school. With diving, we've opened up a little bit younger as well, so if you're 10 years of age or above, you can register and come along and try yourself at diving. But yeah, anyone particularly at high school can come along and be involved.
What makes a good diver?
We don't know that if you're good at gymnastics, you can be a good diver as well. So yeah, I mean, looking at diving, be able to, you know, be really agile and talking to Max earlier, it's that bravery as well that he has to up doing 80 kilometers an hour around a velodrome is scary stuff.
Yeah,
so,
I can imagine.
That bravery, standing on top of a 10 meter platform and jumping off there and doing a few flips, you have to be brave. So, but our coaches, you know, they're really light on at the start. We don't ask them to jump off that 10 meter platform straight away. We just do some stuff off the edge of the pool, make it lots of fun, and then build it up from there.
Okay, all right. Well, I've seen Mr. Bean fall off a top of a tent, and yeah, I don't want to do that ever. Max, do you think you'd be competing in cycling if it wasn't for the talent search program?
Yeah, definitely not. I don't think I'd even seen a velodrome before, so yeah, it wouldn't be something I'd be interested or doing at all.
What went through your mind the first time you really notched up some speed on a velodrome? Was it scary?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie. But you go to the velodrome and on pictures, it doesn't look very steep.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like if you don't go over 20 kilometers an hour, you will slip off the banking because it is so steep.
Yeah,
and
right.
Just looking down can be a bit frightening sometimes.
Okay. You can get up high, can't you? Dive or take and whatever else you need to go past.
Yeah, it's really cool. You can gain speed off the banking of the track.
Right.
You can gain it with your legs. It's really, really cool. And it's really fun to ride around the velodrome. And all velodromes are slightly different. Like I've raced in outdoor velodromes in America.
Yeah.
I've raced on wooden velodromes that don't have walls in Israel.
Wow.
Really steep velodromes in New Zealand, and Brisbane's a totally different velodrome as well. So it's really cool.
All right. And what's the fastest you've been clocked at?
It'd probably be behind the moto. We ride, a lot of our efforts are done at overspeed behind a motorbike around the velodrome, and it'd probably be pushing close to just over 80.
Really? On a bike?
Yeah, it's pretty fast.
That's amazing. Gosh. All right. Anything different this time around, Simon, in terms of your testing sessions compared to previous years?
Yeah, I guess we're doing them in April school holidays for the first time. So it's before that middle of the year. We're just trying to capture some talent before we head into those winter months. But yeah, I guess the main difference is that we've got added diving, target rifle shooting and archery to our programs. And target rifle and archery were both involved in our previous session. They've got a new TID program for their talented athletes as well. So we're trying to get even more athletes into those pathway programs. But diving's really exciting. I know we've sold out. We've registered out for diving in terms of the next couple of Mondays. So we hope to find the next talented Olympic diver from South Australia this week.
Amazing. How do students progress from being discovered through to becoming, like Max, a sassy athlete?
Yeah, so from today's session, our coaches will go through all the data, the sport-specific data and then the not sport-specific data, and we'll have a come-and-try session. So the kids, if they're for rowing, they can come and have a paddle on the boat on the lake, or cycling, they come out to the velodrome and have some fun out there.
Yeah.
And that happens for a couple of weeks, and then the coaches will go through, see how they're progressing there, then invite them into a program that'll be a bit more consistent from there. And likewise, we want the kids to enjoy it as well. We're trying to make it as fun as and enjoyable as possible in those initial experiences. So the kids will decide as well whether they want to be a part of the program.
All right. You've had a lot of success in the past, haven't you, in finding athletes, top-notch athletes?
Yeah, we have. We've had 22 South Australian Olympians come from the SASSI Talent Search Program. Eight of them have won medals at the Olympics since 1996.
Wow.
So in particular in the sport sort of cycling and rowing.
Okay.
We've had a lot of athletes come through TID and subsequent to that in our SASSI program, the majority of our athletes in our SASSI cycling program have come through Talent Search as well.
Do the different sports institutes around the country target different sports? Like obviously cycling and rowing, as you say, seems to be an SA strength.
Yeah.
And the athletes that Max was talking about earlier that he's in the team now nationally and all the rest. So do you all focus on different areas?
I think we're a little bit unique here in South Australia. Yeah. We sort of pioneered the SASSI Talent Search program. Other institutes have copied us in a way. They'll do different initiatives similar to us, but I think we need lead the nation in what we do with Talent Search, and especially in the conversion rate we've had in our program, we do lead the way. So I know the QAS have got a heavy focus, obviously hosting the Olympics, trying to get as many Queenslanders on their team, and WA have done something similar to as well. But I think we offer something really unique here in South Australia, that if you're a talented athlete, we can unearth you pretty early and get you in front of some world-class coaches as early as possible.
Is the Talent Search, is this a school holiday thing every holiday?
Yeah, we run it in April, obviously this time of the year. We also run a big focus in October. And being an Olympic year, we'll obviously run some in that July period as well, where the Olympics will be front of mind for everyone.
Why not? And Max, just finally, what are some of the goals you'd like to achieve next in your cycling career?
Well, I'm junior world champ in the team sprint, so I'd like to tick off an elite world championship, an Olympic medal, Olympic gold medals, really the dream, especially seeing as we've got one in Brisbane in 2032, so I guess that's probably
timing
the primary goal. Primary goal for me is to hit that 2032 Olympics.
How about that? Good luck.
Thank you.
I hope you get there. Love to say I interviewed that guy once upon a time. where do people go, Simon, if they want to attend, kids, if they want to attend a training session? Any students listening right now?
Yeah, just jump on the SASSI social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and you'll be able to get the link through to the SASSI website there. There's a registration form on there, so you can just jump on, self-register, pick the sports you're really interested in, you want to have a go at. We've got a session finishing up today, but we've also got a session out at Mile End at Netball SA Stadium next Monday from 10 o'clock. So we'd love to have as many kids out there. There's plenty of space out there before they do the redevelopment. But, we'd love to see as many out there as possible.
Good on you, Simon. Good seeing you again. Simon Kane from the SA Sports Institute, and Max Lieberknecht, SA cycling athlete and no doubt future champion. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good meeting you both. Thank you. Thanks, it is 7 to 12 on 5AA.